It's time for the morning brief. It's the news, according to me. Oh, good morning. It is Thursday, October 16th, 8:02 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am your host, Kevin. I'm here with my chai, my Almond Joy Creamer, and my sweet peach tea, which I will be taking with me on this trip. I will be, where will I be tonight? I don't know. Do you have any idea? I have to do a little trippy trip. What's going on with my phone here? What's happening here? Not sure what that's about. Yes, tonight I will be in Champaign, Illinois. I'll be taking a little trip. Let's just say I got to drive to Chicago and all over the place. End up in Champaign tonight. I'll end up in Fayetteville, Arkansas tomorrow. Anyway, it is a fine Thursday morning. It is cold outside. I went up to walk the dogs this morning. It was about 45 degrees. By the time I got done, it was 50 degrees. So it's warming up fairly quickly, but I don't think it's going to get above 70 today. I don't know if it's going to be in the 60s at the best, I think. That's the way I understand it. Anyway, that's as far as we know. But they could be terribly wrong. Anyway, it's going to be a quick show. I've got to get on the road here soon. So I have to say goodbye to my dog for a couple of weeks. He's going to be leaving this evening, going to school. He's going back to school for a couple of weeks, a little bit of training. And hopefully he will be a new and improved version when we get him back. That's the plan. I have, see how that goes. Lots of things happening around the world. Of course, the left-wing media, they're just one thing after another happens that just drives them crazy. And of course, there's these fractions and fractures and all this stuff. I can't remember the name of the lady who has the show who has Scott Jennings on all the time. Abby Phillips, maybe? Is that her name? Abby something? Her voice drives me nuts. She has I call it dry throat. It is this thing where I don't know, maybe she's a smoker. I guess that's possible. Because she has this, when she talks, there's a lack of support when she speaks. So when she's talking, it has this really rough, kind of almost a gruff sound to it, but it's a dry voice. That's what it is. It's almost like a late night. Maybe she's overtired. I don't know what her problem is. It's just her voice isn't good. Anyway, she's fine. It's fine. But whatever. It's whatever voice she has, I guess. But I think she has, there's certain people like Glenn Beck. There was a couple of weeks there where his doctor told him he couldn't talk. He just about lost his voice forever, according to his doctor. What ended up happening was when he was on the radio, and this happens to a lot of people when they're in voiceover work. It's a weird phenomenon. When you're talking, when you get up on the microphone, you can relax your voice. There's things you can do with your voice in your vocal lead. He's talking for hours and hours a day. So he's talking for, 3 or 4 hours a day. And he's in portrayal. Glenn Beck he's playing a part. Let's put it that way. And so he's not himself. He's not just expressing himself as himself. Now, I can get back from the microphone. If I stand back here from the microphone a little ways, and I'm just talking like I normally talk. This is the way I would talk to anybody. Anybody that knows me, this is the way they would hear me from across the room. It doesn't have as much verbose. It's not as the vibrato. The everything's not there. You don't pick up on the. Now this particular microphone does do a pretty good job. If it was a regular dynamic mic, if it was just you listening to me across the room and you had all the ambient noise of the room plus the bouncing of the sound, the lack of there wouldn't be any depth in the bass part of my voice. And some people, they want, they're portraying something that they want people to hear. They're portraying a caricature of themselves. And that destroys your voice. It's a weird phenomenon because they're not using their voice in the way their voice isn't relaxed. It isn't, you can talk forever. You can talk all day long unless you're having to talk like straining your voice. Like if it's, say you're at a trade show. I used to go to trade shows all the time. I had this business where I had to go to trade shows and I had to try to promote my little product. And that was the sound of a chai bump on the plosives screen. I would go to these trade shows and I would talk all day long. Now, the problem was I would get home and my voice would just be shot by the end of the weekend or the end of the 4 or 5 days that I was there. I was answering questions and talking the entire time. And I would always kind of wonder why, so I was talking the whole time, but why did my voice get so tired like that? Because I can talk all day long and not have that issue. The problem was, well, first of all, I wasn't hydrating well. But secondly, I was talking louder than normal because the ambient noise around me was louder. I had to talk louder. And it was just loud enough. You didn't notice how much louder you had to talk than a normal conversational voice. And of course, my voice wasn't used to that. So it was kind of like you kind of get like I'm going to call it a callus on your vocal cords. It's now, if I was talking that way every day, all day long, every day, my voice would soon develop. As long as I'm not straining my voice. That's what Glenn Beck was doing. He was straining himself to talk in a way that was not normal for him. And that's this is my normal voice. So this is everything in my cadence, everything in the range that I'm speaking in is my normal tone of voice. I'm up on the microphone. This is when I'm doing coaching with people, I'm like, don't try to portray something you're not, because if it is very difficult, unless you're doing a character voice, and even a character voice, let's say I was pretending like I was a cartoon voice, I still want to use my normal cadence. I want to use my normal tone. I'm pinching off a part of my it's cartoon voices are weird. You're kind of you're drawing in a certain part of your throat muscles
to create some kind of crazy voice like this. It's like, here I am. I'm a little cartoon boy.
So that's the kind of thing you do. But you even have to be careful with that because you have to do it enough to practice it. And the reason you don't want to do anything weird like that is because if you get direction, they say, we want you to sound more powerful.
Well, I don't know.
So now all of a sudden you have to do that same voice in a different tone or a different, with a different attitude. You can't do that voice in a different attitude if you're using a voice that you can't hardly do. In other words, if you can only do that voice in a certain tone, on a certain level, you can't take direction in that voice. It will hurt yourself. You will hurt yourself. Usually you'll feel it almost right away, especially after a recording session. But it's, anyway, she has this weird voice. That's all I'm saying. Now, the women of The View just are yeah, they're just, they have their own issues. There's problems there. I'm going to see if I can find this one. It's, I think I found a way to find this. Let's see what we get here. I don't see this guy. Comedic View, joke, Bruce. I don't see him here anywhere. He's a really funny guy. I was hoping this guy would show. Damon Manny, Imani, or whatever the guy's name is. He does this funny bit about The View. He edits himself. He edits himself as if he's standing there, like he's on the panel. He puts the same backdrop there with himself. And here's an example of it. I think this is. I'm going to try to play. I don't know if he's vulgar or not. That's the only thing I'm not sure of.
What many of us have been saying about Tucker Carlson, he's a Kremlin puppet who doesn't know what the hell he's talking about.
It's just such a disgrace, I think.
So here he is. Now, he's got the same background that they all have. He's like this furniture and stuff. And what they're doing, they're just showing all these little clips. They're cutting from one person to another. And he puts himself into it as if he's there on the panel. He doesn't do the big shot with all of them. You know, the full shot with everybody. It's all these little shots, and they're all. So they're all doing this, and it's like what's her name now is talking right now, Houston or whatever her name is.
Propaganda. If I may, I'm amazed at the level of self-projection going on here. I mean, Alicia, you work for ABC. Tucker works for himself. Objectively, you are a puppet, and he's not. And
so now he's sitting there, he's talking to this one, and then he shows a clip of her kind of smiling and nodding. And then he's talking about Sonny.
You're basically saying that Tucker shouldn't be allowed to have a voice.
Now, he does a good job there of clipping himself in with, what I think he's doing is using green screen, and he's putting himself, apparently pasting himself over somebody else. Must be Joy Behar or something.
That's the opposite of the democracy that you preach every time we are here. And finally, none of you had any examples on what Tucker has said that was a lie or propaganda. But I'm...
And he kind of course, he's, you know, he's got Navarro
too nice,
there.
So he's got his back to himself. Give me some
and he's looking over to the side as if he's talking to them.
Your claims. Let's go.
And of course, now they're just all staring at him, kind of not there's, it's pretty funny stuff. Guy's pretty good. It's pretty funny stuff. And the way he does it is very creative. Makes it look like he's on the panel. He's actually kind of shooting them down. So anyway, that's one thing. That's one thing there. Now this other comedian. Boy, I wish I could find him. It's just a one-liner deal where he says this thing, and it's so funny. Let me just see if I can. I have to just ask for select shorts. Unwatch video. No, there's shorts. Let's just go to shorts. Because I'm pretty sure it's got to be here someplace really closely. It's not there. I don't see it. Got to be here somewhere. Anyway, the point being, we're going to go over some things here that were on The View. And what just happened to him? Where'd I go? Where'd we go here? No, it was on there. It's not there. Not there. Always way over here. That's not it either. There we go. That's it right there. Okay. We're going to start up with this thing. This is The View. I can't remember what they're talking about here. They're going over something. We'll get into it as they go. But this is, again, courtesy of Devorah Darkins. He has a pretty good compilation of this stuff. So we're going to see what they have to say here. What happened here?
First clip. The problem, respectfully, is that your husband is the least qualified.
This is Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s wife. I can't remember her name. Oh, sorry. I can't remember her name right now.
Department of Health and Human Services head that we've had in history.
I do not.
She says he's the most unqualified person we've had for health and human services in history. The last one, and she makes this point, the last head of Health and Human Services was an economist. Well, but they had a degree, they had education, whatever. He was an economist. The one before that, under the Obama administration, that was under the Biden administration, under the Obama administration, before that was a... what was he? Something. I think she actually talks about it.
Dangerous.
Now, notice how their seals are clapping for this. What Sonny Hostin is saying here. He's the most unqualified person. Has anybody ever looked into the qualifications of the Health and Human Services guy? Has anybody ever questioned it before until now? When they put JFK or RFK Jr. in there, all of a sudden, everybody pays attention. He shouldn't be there. He's not qualified. The last guy wasn't qualified either. Didn't have a doctor. He wasn't a doctor. Biden's head of Health and Human Services was not a doctor. Neither was, I mean, as far as a PhD, or they had their doctorate, but they weren't a doctor, much like Jill being a doctor. And a good one. She's a good one, according to. She's a doctorate of teaching. She's a doctorate of education. Not an MD. Not a medical doctor. Whoopee. She found out she was a doctor. The first thing that came out of her mouth, and she's a really good one. Not a medical doctor. Whoopee. obviously you're just spouting things off your head that you had known nothing about. What? Oh, really? She's a good educational doctor. Just that's just once in a while, those kinds of things. You have to watch those kinds of things just to see the phoniness that's going on here. They're just spouting things out of feelings, nothing out of any kind of. They know nothing. There's nothing to back up what they say. There's no receipts. They just say things, and they're going to say some things here that I'm going to point out, and just we'll just go from there. First of all, it's very rich for Sunny Houston to say some of the things she's saying here, considering she's had some lawsuits against her because of the things she's said. She's had to do more retractions on her show because the lawyers have, because of threats of lawsuits, because of false information that they've dealt out over the course of the last couple of years. So here
she
is.
Less qualified than an economist.
I think How is that possible? Is less qualified.
He has spent his career studying toxins, studying people's health.
By the way, he has been a lawyer on the West Coast for a lot of toxic stuff and has won a lot of cases. And this, most of his case law that he's gone through has been all about food toxins and other kinds of toxins in the environment. And he's had to become an expert on this stuff. He knows the cases. He knows the lawsuit. He knows what wins because he knows the truth about some of this stuff.
Fighting for one guy who was using Roundup for his job.
He has also spread a lot of misinformation, a lot of chaos, a lot of confusion.
Now there, okay, a lot of misinformation, a lot of chaos, a lot of confusion. And The View hasn't? This is rich coming from this panel. Now, they're going to talk about the vaccine here in just a minute. We're going to get into that as well. But this is the thing that really bothers me about these kinds of people. They have no self-introspect. They have no ability, no self-awareness of anything that they've ever said on this show. All the things that they've said, the things they promoted that have been misinformation or been wrong. They just excuse them.
I think it's just a very dangerous thing. I say it with the utmost respect.
Some of it's good and some of it's not. That's the point.
Listen, we all have different...
They're trying to be nice to her because she is a Democrat. She was one of the people if she'd have been on this show 10 years ago, 5 years ago, they'd have treated her, you know, before this Trump administration thing, they would have treated her totally different. The difference now is Trump. That's the difference. And just because their Trump derangement syndrome has caused them to attack her now. They would have eaten up everything she said before. She would probably have been a guest. She would probably have been a host on the show.
Views.
Yes. Yes.
And when you say, you know, misinformation, disinformation, we could go back to COVID when...
He's connecting circumcision to autism.
May I finish?
Well, there's... We won't get into that, but there, yeah, she throws that kind of thing out there, totally out of context. This is like she just kind of throws those kinds of bombs out there, and of course now somebody says, "Let her speak."
Please.
When people, Fauci, were saying when you get the vaccine, you cannot transmit COVID. It will stop COVID, and that was disinformation.
Yeah, what did I do? I think I just cut myself off there for a second. Sorry. So she's talking about Fauci here. Now, Fauci, consider this. You know, Fauci came out. He was Mr. Science. He was the science guy. He was walking, breathing, living science. Well, if you argue with me, you're arguing with science. Uh-huh. Fauci came out initially and said, "Oh, you don't have to wear a mask. It's not a problem. People shouldn't be walking around wearing masks right now." And then all of a sudden it was, yes, everyone should wear a mask. Everybody should be wearing a mask. And then it was all of a sudden, oh, yeah, another layer, you know, just wear two masks because another layer, you know, that's, they couldn't be bad. It couldn't be a bad thing. Just go ahead and wear another layer. So were you wrong? Were you lying the first time, or were you lying the last time? And then he comes out and says, well, you know, because we didn't have enough PPE. We had to have the PPE for the hospitals. Why didn't you just come out and say that to begin with? Why couldn't you be honest with? So are you lying then, or are you lying now? Are you lying now to tell us to wear masks for another reason? Is there some other reason for your justifiable lie? You told us you lied to us the first time, but your justification was, well, they needed it for the, we had to lie to you because of the, you know, it was a justified lie. It was still a lie. Was it or wasn't it? Or was the second thing you told us a lie? Because some mask producer somewhere was painting your pockets. I don't know. Because now we don't know. Because now you've talked out of both sides of your mouth. We don't know. And by the way, when you get the vaccine, you have to take the vaccine because that will stop the virus. Then he comes back out and says later on, well, you know, in the nasal pharynx, you have the same amount of virus in the nasal pharynx, and anybody with the vaccine can spread it just as much as anybody else. I've played that audio many, many times of him saying that. So were you lying the first time or lying the second time? Which one is it? And of course, Rachel Maddow, everybody else that came out and said, the vaccine stops the virus. It stops with that person who got vaccinated. But then we're told that if you're not vaccinated, you're endangering people who are vaccinated somehow. For some reason, if you're unvaccinated and you're out walking around, you're a danger to the people who are vaccinated. They told us they're a threat to the vaccinated. People are going out there, because apparently only vaccinated people can be around vaccinated people. Can't be around unvaccinated people. You would think it'd be the other way around. Keep the vaccinated people inside so they don't, you know, spread it to... What? And again, here we go back to the whole thing of the vaccine was not as effective as they thought it was. It wasn't a vaccine, first of all. It was a therapeutic. It limited the effects of the virus. That's not a vaccine. You don't take the polio shot and then, oh, well, if I get polio, it won't be as bad as it was. That's not the way the vaccine worked. It stopped polio. It didn't spread anymore. Nobody got it. It was a vaccine because you were vaccinated from it. They literally changed the definition of the word vaccine in the dictionary because of the COVID vaccine. Now, they also make this comment about, it was a novel virus. It was a novel virus. We hadn't heard of it before. It was COVID-19. There were 18 others. You'll hear this in a minute. They knew exactly. COVID still responds and acts the same way. They just didn't know. There was just a difference in the severity of it and its spreadability. There were just minor, there were minor issues, minor differences that made a big difference. But it's still the same virus. They've been studying COVID for many, many years. It's been around for a long time. COVID-19 was novel. That was why it was designated as 19, because it was a different COVID virus.
But we didn't know anything about it. We didn't know. We didn't know what it was.
We were also still learning about it. It was a novel virus.
It was a novel virus. We're still learning about it. It was a novel virus. We didn't know anything about it. So that gives us an excuse, right? Anthony Fauci, the expert, was telling us what the vaccine would do. Well, it was still a novel virus. Well, it was a novel vaccine, too. And the mRNA vaccine was different than any other vaccine we'd ever had. Of course, it wasn't tested to the extreme it should have been. Which is fine. If you want to get it out there because it's an emergency, that's fine. But then don't force it on people because it's an experiment. It's an experimental vaccine. And by the way, they wouldn't have gotten emergency use for that, emergency approval, had they allowed people to use things like hydroxychloroquine and some of the other things that were out there. And that's why they shut the president down. As soon as the president said something about that, well, you know, there's some other therapeutics that might be possible. Once you get that out there, then that's why they couldn't allow it. That's why they were bad mouthing it so bad. The medical industry was out there bad mouthing it because if there was any other option, you couldn't get emergency approval. If there's any other therapeutic, if there's anything else that helps, you can't get emergency approval.
So they had to deny everything that could possibly be a help. As it turns out, there were a couple other therapeutics. And that was the weirdest thing. It was, you'd get it, and they would just tell you to go home and shelter in place. Okay, do I take aspirin? What do I take? Do I take Tylenol? Do I take Theraflu? What do I take? How do I treat this? How do I limit my? I'll just go home, sit around, get plenty of fluids, get plenty of rest. We'll put you on a come back in. We'll put you on a respirator, and then you'll die. That's. They weren't giving anybody any instructions on any kind of therapy for this thing, for the most part. Some hospitals were. Some doctors did. But for the most part, there was nothing from the U.S. Department of Health on this thing. It was all, everybody was just flying by the seat of their pants. And most people were just told to go home. Isolate yourself. Okay, what else, what do we need to do? How do I treat this? Is there any kind of medicine at all I can take to limit the symptoms? Is there anything I can get ahead of this thing with? Nothing.
Right. Because now the doctors will acknowledge that you
can't. Dr. Fauci has a medical degree.
At the time, they were censoring Bobby.
And Dr. Fauci has a medical degree. Yeah. Well, yeah. And what good did that do us?
Because Bobby said, where's the science to show us this? And there wasn't any. But people attacked him and said, you're wrong. So it's like, let's take a step back. I know that's your opinion, and that's okay.
Let's start with.
So this is where. It gets into this whole thing of, you know, opinions, and they're saying one thing, and they're all back and forth with each other on this whole thing. And then they get into this little argument. Yeah, let's see what this has to say. Here we go again.
Now, so you were supportive of his decision to support Trump?
I was at the beginning.
She
what's
was
the word?
Trepidatious. She's looking good.
I was guarded about it. It was complicated, right? Because that is it's a big change politically. He starts out as a Democrat. Mm-hmm. I started out, when I first registered to vote, I registered as an independent. Through the years, I changed to a Democrat, and now I'm back to independent. Mm-hmm. So for Bobby to, in the course of a year and a half, 2 years, go from a Democrat to now working with President Trump, that's a leap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But also as a leap of faith, because Bobby has a lot of supporters. He has a lot of supporters that are Republicans, independents, Democrats.
You know, Cheryl, it's not fair to really put you on the spot about
Thank
him.
You.
Because you're his wife. I know that. But when you
She's rolling her eyes. She's being put on the spot, and she doesn't like it. And, of course, she rolls her eyes. It's
that they are pro a vaccine. Mm-hmm. It seems as though Bobby and Trump are casting doubt on the efficacy of the vaccine.
Trump has never cast doubt until recently. Trump has always been a proponent of pushing the vaccine. That's one of the things I didn't like about Trump. He didn't make it mandatory, but he was pushing it because it was his big achievement. He felt like it was a big thing for him to be able to get that through. He didn't like to see it crumble away, but now he's realizing that there's other facts. And I think Bobby Kennedy Jr. has gotten into this and kind of showed him the results, and they're actually looking at the real numbers, and he can't deny it. He's like, okay, well, there may be some problems here. And he may have been duped by Big Pharma and Anthony Fauci. And that's what he's realizing now. It's a hard pill to swallow because he was up to his knees in that thing. It was a big part of his administration there at the end. So this is part of the problem. Now, of course, Joy Behar here is coming in and saying, whatever, let's go back here just a couple seconds and see what she had to say here.
Convince Democrats.
You know, Cheryl, it's not fair to really put you on the spot about
Thank
him.
Thank you.
Because you're his wife. I know that. But when you say that they are pro a vaccine, it seems as though Bobby and Trump are casting doubt on the efficacy of the vaccine, which makes Americans very nervous. So that's the problem that we're having.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, of course, the seals clap. They have applause signs, by the way. That's the problem they're having. That's the problem they're having. Because, you know, you're casting doubt on the efficacy of the vaccine. Yeah, well, because there's doubt about the efficacy of the vaccine. That's why. In fact, it's not so much the vaccines themselves now. It's the schedule that they give kids 72 vaccines. A lot of them are grouped into, like, they'll give one shot, but it has, like, 12 vaccines in it. all within the course of a week after they're born. I mean, within, you know, not within a week from when they're born. It's after they're, you know, within a year, they give all these vaccines all at once because they're afraid people won't come back to get the rest of their vaccines, even though they know it's not good to give them all at the same time. So the schedule of shots is wrong, but only because they don't trust people. They know that they're doing this way out of schedule. They should be, you know, scheduling these out, you know, six times over the next 12 months or 13, 18 months or whatever it is, or 2 years. And they're giving them all at once within a week. And it's just that's the kind of thing. It's like, okay, well, then why are you doing this? Well, then, and then they all of a sudden they realize that this brings up the whole issue of, now we have more autism. Now we have more other things. There's all kinds of other defects and developmental things that are going wrong.
I understand. Yeah.
Well, the
efficacy. So there we go again. Now let's. I want to go back to here. Here we go. This is. Here we go. Oops. This is.
I understand that, and it's interesting because I don't know if you saw, 60 Minutes just did a piece about the vaccine injury. A compensation program.
Yeah.
So people that have had vaccine injuries can be compensated if they can prove it. And they have paid out $5.4 billion for vaccine injuries. So my question is, can we do better? Do we...
Is that all vaccines or just the COVID vaccine?
It's all vaccines.
It's all vaccines.
As far as
okay.
I know.
Okay.
As far as I know.
We don't... That we don't know. That's... I don't know. That's... They keep that stuff really secret.
Okay.
So mm-hmm.
But so... The question is, yes to vaccines. Yes, they are important, and they are an important part of our healthcare. Mm-hmm. Can we do better? Can we make them safer? Mm-hmm. Can we make them... can we listen to parents who say, my child got the vaccine and changed and stopped hitting markers, stopped developing the way they were developing? Can we listen to people when they say that instead of saying...
Now, listen to this. Listen to what she says here. Can we listen to people when they say that? And listen to what they have to say about that. Listen to how she responds to that.
Being the way they were developing. Can we listen to people when they say that instead of saying, you're crazy?
I agree with that, but you want to listen to scientists, right?
I agree with that, but you have to listen to scientists. Scientists that are being paid by Big Pharma. Scientists that many times are on the payroll of Big Pharma. How does this make any sense? But you can't listen to parents. You have to listen to. They're the ones that are out there in the. These are the people out there in the ditches here. These are the folks that are actually, you know, injecting this stuff into their children. They're the ones who know their children better than anybody. They're around them all the time. They can pick up on little weird things. Like I can be driving my car. I've probably driven my car about 200,000 miles, and the current car that I have now. And if there's any little anything makes a weird different sound, any kind of little weird odd sound that the thing makes, I'm noticing it. I just typically will hope it goes away. But I notice it right away. I'm constantly in tune with those kinds of things with the car. Then I notice whether it gets worse or it gets better. Usually it gets worse. So then that's why I have to turn the radio up a little louder or put my earphones in. That's how that works. Of course, you get a check engine light come on. You just put a piece of tape over that so you can't see it anymore. So, you know, it's just, that's how you fix things. That's how, you know, in my world. Anyway, I should open a shop, a little mechanic shop. Oh, check engine light's been coming on. Oh, I'll fix that for you. It's making a noise. Oh, here, put these headphones on. Here, I saw you have some headphones. Noise canceling. Just keep driving it. There you go. It's fixed. That'll be $10,000. Thank you very much. I have, let's keep going here. I think she gets done here. This might be the end of
Cheryl.
It. No, that's there. That's, yeah, that was the end of it. The So that's the kind of thing we have to put up with this stuff, is that they, oh, but you have to believe in, they have to believe in the scientists. Science, you have to believe, science. Okay, well, show us the receipts here. Get some paper, show us some studies. Let's go down that road. If you're going to start making these kinds of claims, you of all people, none of you, no, nobody on that board is a doctor. There's one lawyer. Everybody else is a pundit and a script reader. None of them even have a doctorate in anything. And they're sitting there talking, oh, but we have to trust the science. It's all about feeling. And it's all about Trump. This is where the whole thing comes from, the Trump derangement. And the only reason they're questioning her or drilling her on anything is because of Donald Trump. It's the only reason. Good on her for going into the belly of the beast here, literally, and just kind of, you know, she's the one person probably who they could probably sit down and have at least a cordial conversation with and agree to disagree and go through the whole thing because of where she has been. They have a modicum of respect. Not, I wouldn't call it even respect. I would just say that they're willing to tolerate her. And she did a very good job. I thought she handled herself very well there, considering that it was 5-1, which I think is, again, it's just ridiculous. They just team up on him. They just start lobbing grenades in every time somebody from the background says, oh, but he thinks autism is connected to whatever. Circumcision. There's stuff like that. And you can tell they're all disheveled because they got this lady on there. Of course, now the one person on the View panel there, she said she would wear a MAGA hat if Trump got the hostages freed. So he did. She's not going to do it. Of course, the first thing that Joy Behar said was she would knock it off her head. She did. Or she said, please don't do that or whatever. But the other lady said, oh, yeah, you would knock it off my head. So she's not going to do it. She's not going to wear a MAGA hat for the show. It's just not going to happen. She said she would, but she won't, because that was just something she said out of the, you know, there's just another one of those emotional things she said, trying to make a big deal. And of course she won't do it because she was slamming Trump at the time. And that's just, she's going to let the, you know, that's all that mattered back then. That was yesterday. So she has other reasons for justifying why she's not going to do that. Now, the next one I think is going to fall is going to be the Russian war. Look, there's 3 more years. There's going to be an end to the Russia-Ukraine conflict. And I personally believe it's going to happen, if not by the end of this year, it'll be the first part of next year, that Russia-Ukraine is also going to stop. It's going to end. I don't think it's going to be what people think it's going to be in terms of land grabs and all everything else that's going on. Now there's been this final encouragement because Europe's stepping up now saying, well, we're going to get behind him now and they're going to actually do something. And of course now Zelensky is still trying to get US troops and European troops on the ground fighting for them in, of course they want cruise missiles and everything else. No, they want to escalate the war. That ain't going to happen. And it's in terms of Trump's, I'm sure that there's a lot of people in the military that right now are pushing for that because they are war hawks. They're trying to get this thing escalated, trying to get this thing over with. Let's, you know, it's just a proxy war. And it would basically be U.S. soldiers, U.S. intelligence people standing there over the shoulder of the guy who pushes the button to make the, you know, just push that button there now, Vlad, to make that thing happen. We'll set it all up for you and then just push the button. See, it wasn't us that pushed the button. It was the Ukrainians that pushed the button. So we're not really at war with Russia here. It's just Ukraine. That's how that stuff works. I think it's pathetic. It's a sad way of doing things. But anyway, that's what would happen. And the Russians know that. It's a proxy war. And they would eventually work their way back to doing something to us as we continue to get involved in that kind of thing. Anyway, that's kind of... Boy, I went way over what I thought I would do. But, you know me, I just like to talk a lot. So, folks, this is probably going to be the last show of the week. There might be a show tomorrow morning. I'm looking at this again. Boy, I just don't know. It's tomorrow morning. Actually, I'm going to be in Champaign tomorrow. It does look like I'll have time to do a show tomorrow. That's what it looks like. Monday morning, I'm not so sure about. But tomorrow morning, there probably will be a show coming to you from Champaign, Illinois, the vacation capital of the world. I will be there. So chances are there'll be a show tomorrow. I don't know what I'll talk about. So let me know what you want me to talk about. Just call the number. Call the hotline. 812-379-8778. 812-379-8778. And leave me a message. Folks, God bless. Have a great rest of your day. See ya.